We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We talked about this at the top of the show, as obviously the Falcons are in their bye week this week and get ready next week to get ready to go down to New Orleans and play the Saints. Four games left in the season. You got the Saints in Baltimore on the road, and then you'll finish with Arizona and Tampa Bay on your home field. Now, look, after the Tampa Bay victory last night, Falcons are now, this is according to 538 Sports, Falcons are now sitting at 5% playoff odds with a 4% chance to win the division, 1% chance to win a wild card spot. And this is why I believe, and you're hearing Arthur Smith talk more in less guaranteed tones. By the way, I got to bring this up too. Dylan, there's a guy for 11 Alive that's tweeting out like he's must be one of their election guys or something like that. This literally just from a few minutes ago, talking about how only about 5% of DeKalb counties voted.
How?
I don't know. How's that possible? This is what he tweeted out. A lot of votes still outstanding in Blue Metro Atlanta. DeKalb only reporting about 5%. How's that possible? I could have tied the results on a carrier pigeon and flown it to somewhere. How's it possible? Anyway,
would you consider to call it maybe a little foul plays going on or no?
I don't know. It seems ridiculous that it takes this long to get things counted when
right.
Everything is electronic. There's nothing that's not, even if you've had absentee ballots, you've had them for a while.
Yeah.
It's not like they just showed up, you know, 10 minutes ago. Anyway. So, but this is more than just the quarterback though. Okay. This is also about some of their other young guys. For instance, and I know he's been hurt last couple of weeks, but when they get back from the bye, yes, it's time to start Ridder. It's also time to start Arnold Ebikadi. You know, it's also time to give D'Angelo Malone more playing time. It's also time to give Tyler Algier more run. Hell, if you're only going to use Patterson for 11 or 12 touches, then get 15 or 18 carries out of Algier. And let's see if going into next year, he's ready to carry the running back load. I'm not saying you tank the game or whatever, but you're only giving Patterson 11 or 12 touches. Then give me more Algier. Ogundeji can't sack the quarterback. Let me see if Ebikadi can start and get some things cranked up early. Let me see all of these guys. I'm all in favor of, at this point, starting Ridder. I've seen everything that you could want out of Marcus Mariota, and we're not a playoff team. And we're not trending in that direction. Does anybody on this earth really believe that the Falcons are about to go 4-0 down the stretch?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Playing in New Orleans, playing Tampa, at Baltimore, and against the Cardinals. We couldn't go 4-0 against the Bears, Steelers, Commodores, and those teams. What makes you think we're going to go 4-0 against the Cardinals, Saints, Bucks, and Ravens? With at least two of those teams competing for a playoff spot. And it doesn't, even if the Falcons lose out, it doesn't make the season less successful. It doesn't mean that the Falcons were what we thought they were. They've grown in a lot of areas. They're better in areas. And there are things to look forward to. If I have to sit through 0-4 the rest of the way, and I don't think they'll be 0-4. I think they'll win at least one of those games. But even if I sat through 0-4, but I got to see Ebukadi start, Desmond Ridder start, D'Angelo Malone play a little bit more, Tyler Algier get more run, Troy Anderson get more run. Even if I had to see that in lieu of winning, at this point, I consider the Falcons season to be a success. Do you remember, Dylan, how many games I said the Falcons would win this year?
Yes, I do. You said 7, same as last year.
Nope.
Oh, no, 6. There you go.
So you don't remember.
I thought I did. I knew it was either 6 or 7.
I told you they'd win 7 last year. How many did they win?
7.
Okay. What's their record right now?
They are 5-8.
Okay. What do you expect them to go the rest of the way in these 4 games?
1-3.
Okay. What would that give them for wins?
6.
Who gave it to you?
You.
Okay. Who gave you the 20 attempts? Who's the only guy in this town giving you that number?
That would be you, John Chuckery. Okay.
But miss me with any more talk about playoffs. We're now in the single-digit percent. Whether you want to tell me it's 5, 7, 8, whatever. You're in the single-digit playoff percentage with 4 non-layup games. Here's what we don't have for the final 4 games of the year. Central Arkansas State, Texas Technical Tech, Missouri A&T, or Illinois, School for the Blind. This team's not going 4-0. When Arthur comes back on Monday and stands in front of the media to get ready for the Saints, I'm fine with taking it one game at a time. But miss me with we're in the playoff hunt and all this kind of stuff. Like, that's the thing I ask. Just like I ask from baseball committee, don't insult my intelligence. It's been a good run. I give them a lot of credit. This has been an interesting season. It's been fun at times. It's been frustrating. But again, that's kind of what I thought this season would be. And I think it's a success. The fact I would have taken 5-8 because I thought they were a 6-win team. And I still think they're going to be 6 or 7 at most. So I'm not mad about this year. And I'm not saying you're tanking. They're not going to do that. But you can, look, if Ebukadi's getting 37% of the snaps, why can't he get 65, 70% of the snaps? Take it away from Ogundeji. If Tyler Algier can get 3, 4 more, how about this? If I have to sacrifice 3 or 4 pass attempts from Marcus Mariota to give Algier 3 or 4 more carries, I'd rather have that. I'd rather run the football 3 or 4 more times than let Mariota huck it downfield and miss guys again. Who, by the way, you ready for this number, Mr. I Do the Football Podcast and all this stuff? I'm not going to count P.J. Walker.
Okay.
Okay? Because he's only started 5 games. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay. Do you know that there's only 3 quarterbacks in the NFL with a higher percentage of 20-yard or more throws in the NFL than Marcus Mariota?
Wow.
You know who those 3 are? Mr. Football Podcast of the Universe? You and your buddy Bo? Do you know the only 3 quarterbacks?
I do not.
One is Justin Fields, believe it or not.
Okay, I can see that.
Mariota has thrown 14.9% of his passes. Pass attempts have been over 20 yards. You with me?
I'm with
14.9%. Matt Ryan, by the way, is under 9.
Ooh.
This year, and he was 9 last year on 560 attempts.
Wow.
So the only 3 quarterbacks in the NFL with a higher percentage of attempts of 20 yards or more in the NFL Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
Did you know that, Mr. Football Podcast of the Universe?
I did not know
okay.
that.
Okay. You think your buddy Bo knew all that stuff?
Probably not.
Yeah. You know who did know all that stuff?
John Chuckery.
Yeah. You know who researched all the numbers to give you that?
John Chuckery.
You're darn Skippy right. I just talking out my bunghole over here like I'm Ace Ventura.
Is it okay if I use it on Peachtree Football tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You can look up the numbers. I'll show you where to get them on Pro Football Focus.
All right.
I can show you exactly where to get them. Now, P.J. Walker has a higher percentage, but again, he's only got five starts. I'm not counting P.J. Walker.
Right.
So I'm taking him out of the equation because he does have a higher percentage. But it's Fields, Wilson, and Rodgers. That's the only three quarterbacks that have thrown or have attempted a higher percentage of their passes over 20 yards. And by the way, Mariota's 25% or whatever complete. I can give you the actual number when I look it up. I've seen all I need to see. And too often, we don't put him in a spot to do what's best. Let me see all of my young guys, not just Ritter. Let me see Ebikadi start every game. I don't need to see Ogundeji start again. I know what he is. He's got one sack on the season, and ready? The total number of quarterback hits registered for Ogundeji besides his sack is the same as you, the same as me, and the same as him, and the same as Steven Means. That would be zero. He doesn't have
freaky.
He doesn't have another registered quarterback hit this year other than the one sack.
So he doesn't have more than Freaky either?
No. Freaky deaky leaky. So play the young guys. And okay, I'm not looking at tanking. I still want you to play Patterson. I'd like to see him get more touches. But hell, if we're only going to give him 11 or 12 touches, then let me have Algier touch the football. With all due respect to Caleb Huntley, I like him, but let me see Algier over Huntley. Let me see Ebikadi over Ogundeji. Let me see D'Angelo Malone get 35, 40% of the snaps, even over Lorenzo Carter. Let me see some of these guys. Let me see Troy Anderson keep going, humping and bumping and stumping. It's more than just Ritter. Let me see all my young guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.